Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for our Unified Bank Profile, and today we're speaking with Naylor's forward, Carter Johnson. And CJ, you got a chance to come to Wheeling just before the start of this season, coming over in a trade from the Wichita Thunder. What's it like going through that, being traded, experiencing it, joining a new team, and learning all that goes with it?
It came as a bit of a surprise, you know, at first, bit of a whirlwind. But once I talked to Coach Army and knew I was coming here, I knew the organization was great and a tight-knit group. So I was pretty excited to get over here. Obviously, a long travel day, a couple days that weekend. So, once I got here, got settled, it was a great experience overall.
You had a really strong rookie season as a member of the Wichita Thunder last season. What did you feel was the easiest adjustment to make and was able to make you as successful as a player as you were that first year?
I kind of had a big summer coming into that year. I knew I wanted to do a few things to work on to, translate over to the pro game. So I was picking guys' brains and, just doing what I could to get ready. And I was able to translate some stuff over and play with some good players and, get some good bounces overall and had some success.
One of the things that I've quickly noticed about you here in Wheeling is you are one of the better face-off guys that we have. Is that something that you've always been strong at throughout your career, or what do you really notice that's put you over the top against some of the rest?
Yeah, thanks. That's something I really work on and take pride in. My dad, always says that's like a thing that can take you to the next level. So it's something that I really try to focus on and be good at. So I work a lot in the summers at it and also, here. So I like to be relied upon in those situations and just, try and find success within it and work my way up the hockey ladder.
What is kind of the one thing, if you were to tell someone who wanted to get good at face-offs, is it a timing thing? Is it something tactical? What really works best for you?
I like to read the guy I'm going against depending on the hand he is and stuff, but timing goes into it for sure. I get thrown out of a few too for jumping the gun a little early, so timing also, just trying to be strong on your stick and get low. I heard a few tips. I was skating with Cody Eakin and a few good centermen who played in the NHL this summer, and they always said keep your head over the dot and win it to where you have the best chance based on the hand the guy is. So I picked up some tips here and there and just try to stick to those.
You've had a chance to play with quite a few different wingers, as this is the ECHL where the lineup can change at a blink of an eye. But who do you seem to really be clicking with chemistry-wise, and is there a certain reason why you work better with certain guys than others?
Yeah, there's a lot of good players here, and I enjoy playing with a lot of guys. Obviously, Josling's a special talent, and I feel like we click well together, and as well as a few other guys. I got the chance to play with Haas a little bit when he was in the lineup. Obviously, he's out now. Hopefully, we get him back soon. But overall, just up and down the lineup, I like playing with a lot of guys, and everyone has their own skill set they bring to the game, and I just try to complement that as best as I can.
There's a few guys still from last year's team that are here, and of course we had a chance to play against you head-to-head in a very bizarre game. You scored in that game, by the way, but it's not normal that you have a two-hour delay as there was an ice issue in Wichita. Has there been any sort of conversation about that game looking back at it, and what was it like from your guys' perspective?
Yeah, it was pretty wild game. I was lucky enough to get my first goal that game, and I was riding the high of that, and then all of a sudden the ice went down, and we know what happened after that. Wheeling came back and beat us, and gave me a little taste of the integrity of this team too. And I've talked about it with a few of the guys. Josling was quick to tell me he scored two goals in that game, so it was fun. Obviously, looking back, it was a weird series of events, and in our locker room we were pretty thinking it was going to be delayed as well, so everyone was kind of undressed and ready to get ready for the next day. So it was just a weird game, and probably the weirdest I've ever been a part of, to be honest.
You mentioned your thoughts on Wheeling on that, and unfortunately that was the only time that you had gotten to see them. But now, what do you think of the team getting a chance to be part of it, see the culture that Derek Army's established, and see how tight this group is?
Yeah, obviously, coming here, you see, you can tell it's a big part of the Penguins organization. From the top down, I feel like they really take care of their program. And I've always been a huge Penguins fan growing up and Sid fan, so it was kind of cool coming to this organization. And you know, just the overall speed, I feel like everyone plays fast here, and it's, you know, a younger team. Everyone's kind of, hockey's on the forefront of their mind, and it's nice to see everyone's passionate, and starting with Coach Army and dialed right in, you know, come practice or games. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of, and I really enjoy it here.
This weekend starts a stretch of 10 games in 17 days for you guys. That's a lot of hockey, not a lot of time. How do you balance it so that you're able to put forth a great effort every night, but also not kill yourselves at the same time?
Yeah, I think recovery will be huge. Obviously, you know, after games, after practices, just making sure you're getting in the cold tub, stretching, all that kind of stuff. So that'll be big. But also mentally, I think it can be a bit of a draining thing, you know, just always having to be on. So when you're away from the rink, trying to take your mind off things and you know, just lighten the mood a little bit and talk to family, friends, girlfriends, all that stuff. So I know I'll be, you know, doing a lot of recovery, a lot of chatting with the family, chatting with my girlfriend, just trying to stay light. And Christmas is coming up here too, soon too. So lots of fun ahead, and just enjoy the whole thing.
Very good, Carter. I really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. Great start to your Nailers career, and I can't wait to see what else you can do for us this season.
Thanks, DJ. Appreciate it.
Carter Johnson, our Unified Bank Nailers profile today. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.